aluminum chairs to the patio. My brother had fallen. The car stopped. The neighbor yelled. My mother was not a princess using a glass slipper. My mother was not a princess losing a glass slipper. My mother was not a princess losing a glass slipper. My mother was not a Life magazine picture, running half naked from flames in the background. But my mother was running towards home and time, away from death, from the patio to the street.
The essence of courage is not that we are never afraid, but that we refuse to be controlled by our fears. That we refuse to allow fear to push us into doing wrong or to keep us from doing right. Think of the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz and his quest for courage. The wizard turns out to be a humbug, of course, but he does offer words of wisdom. There's no living thing that is not afraid when it faces danger, the wizard tells the cowardly lion. True courage is facing danger when you are afraid. And how do we face danger and overcome fear? By fearing God more than anything else. When James Calvert went out as a missionary to the cannibals of the Fiji Islands, the captain of the ship sought to turn him back. You lose your life and the lives of those with you if you go among such savages, he cried. Calvert only replied, we died before we came here. In today's industrialized mass culture, we're under great pressure to fit in, to conform, to hand over control of our lives to the large bureaucracies that dominate our social institutions. If we want to be men and women of virtue, in an age of faceless bureaucracies, we must begin with the courage to face God, to acknowledge Him as the King of the universe and Lord of our lives. For only when we fear God will we have the power to overcome all of our other fears.
My mother was not a princess losing a glass slipper. My mother is not innocent. She is a fast sleeper. My mother is not innocent. She is a fast sleeper. My mother is not a writer, magazine publisher. Running half naked, making flames in the bathroom. But my mother was running towards her. Away from daddy, from the party, to the street. Your mother was not a princess. My mother was not a princess. She was a dress. My mother was not a princess. She was a dress.
Of our lives, when we fear God, when we have the power to overcome.